Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered new security measures across Russia after two suicide attacks killed dozens of people within 2 days in the southern city of Volgograd. Local residents remain concerned, however, after yesterday's attack on a trolley bus killed 15 people, following Sunday's blast at the main train station, which took 18 lives. Stefan Voss reports.
Security forces are seen in Volgograd around what was once a blue and white trolley bus powered by overhead electric cables. It is now reduced to a twisted, gutted carcass. Bodies have been seen across the street after a suicide bomber reportedly blew himself up in the bus during rush hour. It came hours after a similar attack on the main train station here. More than 30 people are now known to have died in those attacks, prompting President Vladimir Putin to react. In remarks aired by Russia Today Television, Emergency Situations Minister Vladimir Puchkov confirmed that security has been stepped up.
We are putting our forces on high alert in the entire region. Also, as President Putin ordered, every family that suffered from these attacks will be compensated. We're also establishing constant air communication with Volgograd, and from there, we'll be transporting all the injured to Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other regions.
Yet the measures have done little to ease the pain of anxious residents, including survivors of Monday's trolley bus attack. The explosion came totally unexpected. I didn't understand it, this witness recalls. Everywhere was glass. Windows were blown away. We went there to help victims. Others also helped. They put some of the injured passengers in their cars and rushed them to hospital. Militants fighting for an Islamic State have been blamed for the recent suicide attacks after a Chechen warlord threatened to interrupt the Winter Olympics in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. Analysts say militants wanted to send a message by targeting Volgograd as the site which will host several football matches during the 2018 World Cup. Additionally, the city is seen as important for Russians' sense of national identity since, when known as Stalingrad, its Soviet defenders held off German invaders to turn the course of World War II. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting